Turn around and just stick it towards the camera. Well,
yeah, turn around and bend I'm over. Sure
lower. Lower. Welcome to a D&D story. I am Brandon the Irish Wookiee, and with me today is Bill.
Hello, I am Bill. I play Glenn, the half-elf rogue swashbuckler.
And Maddie.
Hey everybody, I am Maddie, and I play Montoya Inigo, a cat. He's a cat.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
He is a cat.
He's also a ranger.
Oh, okay.
So a house cat.
Just a house cat.
He's a cat.
I'm somebody's companion.
He's a house cat. Just litter trained him. No big deal. And Justin.
Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Justin.
Ha. Good news. Hi, everybody. I'm Justin. I am playing Sam the Barbarian. She's an orc. Half orc.
She is a half orc. All right. I want to say thank you to everybody for following us, liking us, giving us ideas. It means a lot to us. We hope you're enjoying listening to us. If you're still here on episode 64, I'm assuming you're having a good time. Or you're just tuning in for the first time, in which case, we're sorry.
Buckle your seatbelts.
It's about to get weird. But if you're not following us, make sure you follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook at facebook.com/ADND story. Retweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/. Nope, not that. That's not how Twitter works. I've done this multiple times. Make sure you retweet us on Twitter at DDStory2. Come visit us on Instagram at ADNDStory. And finally, come visit us on Patreon, where Justin is our dungeon master. And I am just a mere player, and he does a much better job than I am. Much more involved story.
No, just different.
Just different. At patreon.com/ADND story. All right. Let's roll for some recap. Oh, actually, I do have one other thing. Make sure go give a... Never mind. Just skipping this part altogether. Just delete this. Let's continue. Let's roll for recap.
They won't delete it.
I don't know if we can get our players to delete things, but or our listeners.
No, it's 2023. It's not called deleting. It's canceling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, listeners, cancel us.
Oh, man. No, we'll probably cancel ourselves by then. I mean, every episode.
You know what? Honestly, if we haven't done it by now, it's probably not going to happen.
No comment.
We haven't done what?
Plead the fifth.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, let's roll for some recap.
Oh, you already have.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh.
You're just Dan.
I plead the fifth.
Dang it.
Nope, you won, Justin. You got the highest roll.
Oh, I fucking plead the fifth, Bill.
All right, Monty.
Plead the 14th.
All right.
What do you got?
So in episode 63, we go into the castle because we're awesome and the king clearly wants to see us. And we walk into the great hall and we see this human male with a crown and a pretty brunette next to him. There's lots of people drinking, and at the moment we walk into the room, the lights go out. And then somebody reaches over and slaps Monty in the butt, and he still doesn't know who it was. But anyway, when the lights come back on, the room is covered in dust, the doors are locked, and this is an interesting note, wood has been swollen from rain and weather. So we got swollen wood in the room, apparently. Take it for what it's worth. We see a large stone pedestal with a dark red pattern and a key inside of it. And then that leads us into a puzzle that we go through and figure out where these keys are around the room. There's one in a chandelier. There's a picture of a crescent moon. Anyway, we find all the keys. We open that up. And I think that exposes like a spiral staircase that's leading down from the room where we're at. So we're doing some straight up like temple adventuring here. We go down the suit, the staircase, spiral staircase, And we come into, I think, another room with a large stained glass window. I think that's right. Any objections? No?
That's okay. Right.
Once we get in there, it looks like a church of some sort. There's like a Gin book, and then a bunch of like pews in the room. So I think we pretty much walked into some sort of a church. And it's on the window, it's a picture of Azor, which is interesting. And then Monty reaches up and he actually touches the picture on the glass wall, and when he does, it shatters. And then down from the stairs come these six sets of armor. Apparently, full plate armor. They don't have any bodies. There's some sort of like a blue light emitting from them. Magic. No, wumbo wumbo. Who knows what the heck's going on? And through this window, this stained glass window, we see like a hallway leading away. And so instead of trying to fight six bad guys in armor, we decide to turn tail and run. I think that's what brings us to where we're at currently.
That's correct. Anybody want to add anything?
The keys were in gems or whatever. Crystals.
Yep.
We had to break the crystals, but they actually ended up smashing together or something like that.
Yeah, they canceled one another out, right? And they were kind of the opposite crystals of one another. When they were brought close to one another, they collide it and explode it.
Oh, that's right, because Monty found one in his finger. It was the heart thing. My broken heart, I do remember.
Okay. Your broken heart. That was my good one that night. That was my only good one. All right. So, I know many of our listeners love this part, but we're going to try something new tonight. I don't know how it's going to go, but I had a thought, and apparently it's a pretty common thing to do in D&D, but not really theater of the mind. So, during this episode, make sure you describe what you're seeing or where you're going and anything you want to do. Okay. Bill, when you can't do it anymore, man. It's not a big deal.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. Because as much as I like to see you in pain, it's not that kind of pain that it gets me off. Right. So, our heroes. So, yes, you are quickly traveling away from the six knights that followed you into the cathedral, and you started going the opposite direction down the hall. So, you are running down the hall. It's the same stone formation of the previous cathedral. Large stone blocks are used to hold up the walls. There is a moisture in the air. It's very damp where you're running. You can hear your footsteps echoing off the halls around you. And you come to, after about a 5-minute run, you put some distance between you and the knights. And you can still see them down the hall, but they're far enough away where you have a little bit of breathing room. And you come to a sharp turn in the wall. So a dead end, and then to the right is a sharp turn, where you see a tablet on the ground in front of you.
Is it a Samsung, a Microsoft, or an Apple?
It's an iPad, yes.
Okay.
Break it. Break it now.
I smash it.
I smash it on the ground.
Pulls out the hammer. Grimash, I got this.
What would you all like to do?
What kind of... Can you describe the tablet?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. It is a... sorry. It is a thin tablet that's... and you can see some etchings on the front of it. It looks like some kind of carving. The tablet is made out of some kind of slate or other thin rock that is easily scratchable. And you can see some rough writing in some large spaces around the map.
Map?
Well, I just told you it was a map. It's a map.
You think it would have let off with that one?
Yeah.
Did you not want us to know it was a let?
I wanted you to examine it.
What color is it?
It is a dark gray, which is a different color than the rest of the stone around you.
Okay. So are the knights like running after us?
No, they are walking towards you.
So they're like pulling a Jason?
Yeah.
How just far away are they?
Just don't turn around or else, you know, they'll be right next to you.
Okay. Somebody watch them.
How far away? They're about 300 yards away.
Is there anything that Sam could make use of to like make a barricade, stop them from pursuing us?
No, the walls around, the walls around Sam are relatively smooth. There's really nothing to grab onto. You can see the cracks in the rocks where the slabs are stacked onto one another. Not really a place where there's not really anything you can grab and throw in front of and throw in front of them. They seem to have this supernatural or unnatural glow about them where they're reflecting even the smallest bit of light. And which I'm continuously reminded that all of my players have dark vision. So I beat you to it this time.
Just to the first time.
Just to the first time. So you can still see, but there's really nothing to throw in front of. There's no furniture or anything.
No other adornments in the walls, like tapestries or standing suits of armor that aren't pursuing us or anything like that.
No. So as you're looking around for something, Sam, you do see some scratches on the wall. The scratches are about at the... Go ahead.
Your audio is kind of in and out. Is anybody else?
Yeah, same for me.
Okay.
One second. It should not be. I'm getting 220 to unload.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it hits on like critical words. I'm like, I'm not sure what's glowy and collecting all of it. I'm assuming it's the armor dudes chasing us.
It's the stone around you.
Oh. Well, that's way less scary. Or more scary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my internet connection is very fast.
That's excellent news.
Yeah.
Your cable's all nice and tight? Seemed important. I don't know.
Yeah, he cut out at important times. So
I was like, it twice. I thought it was just me.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I was, yeah.
Test.
So far, so good.
Okay. Give me one second. I'm going to check the tightness of this, all this stuff, and be right back. So if anybody needs to use the restroom, feel free. Tighter. Wow. Harder, daddy.
When in Rome.
What about when you're in Rome?
You do Roman things.
You know.
you drink limoncello.
So you know what is scary? Monty is the smartest person in the party.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Intelligence wise,
yep,
that's kind of scary.
He has a,
I have
12.
A plus one,
yeah,
plus one intelligence.
Glenn is plus scary. Zero, and Sam is minus one. I say we pick up the tablet, try to use our fingerprint to unlock it.
Abby, my question is, have it unlocked and not protected? We're kind of hosed.
I can hack it. Hacking is the same as thieves' tools, right?
Yeah.
Nice. That is what my real estate agent gave us when we bought the house. That was his housewarming. Good. Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was pretty good, yeah.
Was it the Pinot? I like the...
No, I think it was a cab, but I'm not sure.
I like the barrel-aged cab best, I think, but the Pinot's not bad.
It was... several years, 8 years ago or whatever, 9 years ago when we bought the house.
Yeah. Still have it?
No.
Good. It doesn't stay good that long. Oh, goodness. Coughing. Oh, that probably doesn't feel good in the back. I'm sorry, dude.
Nope, it does not.
That's lousy.
So I guess, I've drank a lot of bottles of wine since then.
Hey, good for you.
Like, a lot. That's why we started drinking. When we bought the house, we started drinking wine because the house has a wine rack. So, yeah, we have a wine rack. We need to start drinking wine. That wouldn't fit in it, but...
All right. How do I sound?
Good. No.
That sounds great.
All right. Let's get started. Let me know if I cut out again. Yeah, so the walls around you have an unnatural low glow to them that seem to light up the space around you. Eve, though it is low light, you all have dark vision, so you can easily see. And
that's twice.
It's twice now.
Very nice.
But Sam, as you're looking around to try to find things to place and barricade between you and the knights, you do notice that there are some large scratches on the wall. They're at your face level, so at your head level, and there are four scratches spaced about 2 inches apart, which is obviously made by a very large hand or several small weapons in succession.
Like a clawed hand, maybe?
Maybe.
A little Freddy Krueger action?
Glenn will inspect the tablet and try to unlock it.
Okay. Face ID not recognized.
He will cast Disguise Self.
All right.
He will use the fingerprint to unlock it. He will sprinkle a little dust on it and then take a piece of cellophane tape and put it over that and then push down on it with his thumb.
All right. Bill, I am sending you something.
One more question about the claw marks, Brando.
Yes.
Do they glow any differently than the rest of the wall stones? Stony wall?
They are duller where you can see those claw marks or scratch marks. It looks like there is a layer of the stone missing, and so they're deeper in the stone, and underneath the layer itself, you can't really see too much. Like, it's duller, and you can't really tell if that's lower shine or if it's just a reflection from the rest of the stone.
Okay. And how far of, like, a slash down the walls?
Oh, how far down does it go?
Yeah, like distance-wise, like is it all the way continuous down the wall, or is it like a 1 foot?
Sorry, it's about a 2 foot long scratch, starting at the starting just above where your head is and ending at your shoulder length.
Like a vertical slash, or
yeah, diagonally down and vertically.
Okay, and that was the only one that I'd noticed.
Correct.
Okay, so Glenn is going to look directly in front. Okay, so we just came to a 90-degree turn. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Which direction does it turn?
It turns to the right.
Okay. Glenn will peek around the corner. Okay, so for the listeners, not for the players, Glenn picked up the tablet, and on the tablet is a bunch of squiggly lines and three colored circles. One green, one yellow, one maroon, in different sections of the picture, air quoted picture. and
go ahead.
What were you going to say?
So I was going to say where the circles are, Glenn, those are our writings, but you don't understand the words that, the words that are coming out of the tablet's mouth.
Oh, so they're not actually colored circles.
No, they're not colored circles. No.
They're
they are definitely in Dwarven. No, they are words that you can't read.
Glenn will smash the tablet on the ground. Yeah, deal with that, fucking DM.
I'm not trapped in there. Fuck you guys.
True.
Okay, so which way did you say that it turned?
Turned to the right.
Okay. There's a bunch of squiggly lines and some pictures and words and stuff that I can't read or that Glenn can't read. And it looks, for those who haven't picked up on this, it looks like a maze. Amazing. So it looks like we're coming in from the bottom is the guess that Glenn has based on the drawing, there's only two entries into it, one at the top and one at the bottom. The one at the bottom goes up for some distance and then turns to the right. The one at the top goes down for some distance, and then if you're facing down, turns to the left. So based on that, Glenn is assuming we're coming in from the bottom to go to the right, or go up. And then there are three things that are on the map that Glenn does not know what they are. So Glenn will peek around the corner of the wall and look. So we'll say, because we have no other frame of reference, going north, Glenn will go to where the turn to the right is and look around the corner.
Okay. So for our purposes, just to make this easier, we are going to use compass directions northeast, southwest, even though they don't exactly equate to northeast, southwest, but as the map is oriented. So you came from the southern direction, and you are trying to get to the northern direction.
How close okay. are the
I figured that out, but...
Yeah, I just for ease of us when we're talking.
Shouldn't have confirmed it. Because we could realistically have appeared anywhere in the maze.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, hold on one second. I want to check something real quick.
Are you trying to reverse image search it?
No. No. No, I'm trying to see what... Okay, I know. I was looking to see if Glenn, strangely enough, I was looking to see if Glenn had a compass, and he does not. So... Oh. But anyway, all right. So I'm looking at a huge, complicated maze that is very detailed. And hold on, I'm solving it real quick. Oh, did I turn wrong? Okay. All right. So Glenn is looking at the map or at the maze, and for once doesn't say anything, and he looks around the corner to verify that we are actually coming in from the southern side of the map maze. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so as you turn the corner, you do continue to see that the walls of the maze, it goes to the, as you turn to the east and look south, you can see that there's another dead end there, and you can see that these walls continue to turn to the east again. So the walls still possess that same glow or luminescence. They have that same soft, gentle glow. It's not overpowering, but it is enough to see by. And it seems to add almost like a mystical or enchanting touch to the entire area.
Okay. So Glenn will go around the corner. He will peek back and see what the other guys are doing, and then go around the corner. What are they doing? Are they standing there, or have they followed?
Monty's looking back at the knights approaching them. How fast are they moving? Like, where are they at now, Brandon?
In this time, a couple minutes have passed, and they're... Or, sorry, about a minute has passed, and so they're about 150 yards away from you.
150.
From 300?
Yes.
So they've closed about half the distance? Okay.
So about 450-ish yards away?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Monty's going to fire.
150 feet away.
Monty's going to shoot at him.
Okay.
If they're getting that close. He's going to shoot, I'm assuming they're within 3 feet of each other, so he's going to shoot 3 times.
Okay.
Wow. Got a 30, a 16, and a 17.
Oh. Yeah, they all hit.
They all miss.
They all hit. And
we're fucked.
And as your arrows shoot towards them, you see them stop, or that you see them, what looks like they hit directly in their chest, and then they fall straight to the ground. They don't bounce off; they just fall straight to the ground.
Oh, the arrows do, not the bodies.
The arrows do.
These are weak guards.
No damage, they just all die. So then Monty's going to duck around the corner and say, I did not believe we can kill these things.
Before you duck around the corner.
Oh.
So I'm Glenn is watching. He peeked around to see what you were doing, then he ducked around the corner real quick. And what's Sam doing?
Sam's keeping, she's alternating her one eye from like the look of the guards that are approaching, and then kind of palming, touching these big gashes in the stone to see if she can get anything from it. She's like, she hasn't come across a lot of things that can just tear through stone with blade or claw in such like a symmetrical pattern. So she's a little like on edge, I guess, about what might be going on in here.
Okay.
So she still has her big axe out, and she's just kind of waiting to see what's going on. Like, she saw you go, she saw Madi pop an arrow out, so she's trying to like make sure that she's ready.
Yeah. So, Sam, as you run your hand down the scratches, you you feel something at the bottom of one of the scratches that feels a little loose, and it's kind of it's dug into the stone.
I can't get out with my fingers. Or can I get out my fingers?
Yeah, if you would like to.
Can I see what it is at all?
You can tell that it's white, and it looks almost like a claw that's, or at least a piece of a claw that's embedded in the stone.
Oh yeah, definitely taking that out.
Right. So as you pull it out, it's about a half inch long, and it looks like it was just caught in the stone at the end of a swipe.
Just a bit of claw.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more like Jurassic Park Velociraptor claw, like hooked and black, or more like a house cat claw, a little hollow and kind of?
No, these are thick. These are not hollow claws. They are filled all the way through. You can tell that these are very dense. This is made out of some very dense material, and the claws, the very tip of the claws, are kind of yellowed and tinted from use, and obviously been used effectively to hurt things or kill things.
Okay. Is it for any? Well, would I get any like immediate sense about what it could be from, or just some kind of predator?
No, it's like, just some kind of predator.
Okay.
No, some kind of predator.
So I'll hold it up, like I'll pull it out and then like hold it up in front of my eye, and then look back over to Monty to show it to him, because I know he's got claws also, but he's busy whack, whack, whack. So I look over towards Glenn, and I start to hold it up to him. It's like a little tiny claw between my fingers, and I see that you're like either around the corner or just like the tip of your hat, and it's like the feather is just like dangling across the corner. So I like, look around again, and I'll just pocket it for now.
So Glenn, while everybody is on the other side of the wall, Glenn is going to hide.
Where?
Just up against the wall. Not like,
oh, okay.
Not hide in shadows or anything. He's just going to like plaster himself up against the wall.
Okay.
And wait for everybody to come around.
All right.
And then ready in action. As soon as somebody comes out, he's going to jump out and say boo.
Okay. Who's going around first?
Well, Sam was ready, but is there anything besides the cling of battle, the arrows, the twang, the armor marching out on us? Is there any other prevailing sounds like wind or monsters or?
Yeah, whatever? Sam, you've heard sounds like this before, but only in large caves. It's kind of this this light breeze just that continuously flows through this room, and it's flowing outwards towards where you came from.
From the maze to us.
Correct.
Towards the armor. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll take a sniff of it. Any unique odors or just like
back very, very musky, cavey smelling?
Musky or musty?
Musty. It's musky.
Okay.
Like, okay. That smells familiar. I think I know that guy.
Okay. I miss your musk.
I'll reach over and like, I guess watch the arrows and Monty's. You said like you were gonna start going towards the corner.
Yeah, he's gonna turn and like look at Sam, and you can tell, like, not like panic over his face, but he realizes that the arrows aren't doing anything. And he says, "Oh, we need to get away from these things as fast as possible. I do not believe we can kill them. My arrows had no effect."
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We should be careful. There's something else dangerous in here. I couldn't tell what it was. And I'll pull the claw back out as we start going around the corner. And I'll hold the claw between my fingers as we're going and try to show to him that this yellowy.
Monty looks at it and ducks around the corner. Where did Bill go? It's Where did Glenn go? Glenn, where are you?
And Glenn won't jump out and say boo.
I swing my axe. No, I don't.
So,
Are we in a forest? I can't be snuck upon.
No, you're not in a forest. So, Glenn, what is going through your mind? You know the knights are coming, like everybody's on edge, and are you trying to lighten the mood, or are you actually trying to get one up on your companions?
He's trying to have fun, because we haven't been having a whole lot of fun lately, so.
You went gambling.
True.
Yeah, but we just lost one of our party members, and so he's just kind of trying to, yeah, I guess trying to lighten the mood, but more, he's probably more concerned with having fun for himself than he is for.
Okay, that's fair. He's just trying to lure you guys into a false sense of security, trying to get rid of more party members, guys.
Yeah.
Careful.
It was Bill's Claw.
It's Bill's Claw.
Bill is the labyrinth monster.
Yes.
The only way Glenn can be truly the fan's favorite if he's the only one. Then he has to die.
No,
he's the only one.
Yes, the name of this podcast is actually Glenn Solo.
Because
so you guys all know that you're just side characters in my story.
Fair enough. Monty will respond to Glenn's boo. Glenn, this is no time for fun and games. Although I appreciate the humor, these knights, I do not believe they can take damage from our weapons. We should make haste.
Every time it's time for fun and games. So Glenn will hold up the map or the maze and show everybody that here's a map where you can find our way out using this, which I guess I skipped a line, but I don't actually see a solution to your maze. But these three things here, I don't know what they say, but we can go to this one here on the right, this maroon one, and that'd be the left or west, on the west southwest side, and we can head to that one and see what's there.
Oh, lead the way.
How do you know where we are?
Because we just came in there at the bottom, and we're walking this way, and we hit a turn to the right, and then it immediately turned to the right again, and then if you follow it down, it turns to the left. That's where we're at right now. So I'm just making an assumption that that's where we're at. We could be somewhere else, but
I don't think Glenn told him about the tablet at all.
He just said we have a map.
I just did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just did. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Okay. I just I'm new to all this. I wasn't sure.
So if we go down to the continue going down to the to the left, and then we make another left, and then we make another left, and then we make a right, a left, a right, a right, a left, and go and basically go down towards that this area down here, I think, is where we should go.
Okay.
See, so for me,
go ahead.
For me, you're talking about going to the red circle?
Yes.
Okay.
Or maroon. Did you share the map with that? Oh, did you give it to everybody now? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
I still don't see a path out, but sure.
Maybe there'll be solutions there. Or puzzles. Or demons. Or wine.
Based on Brandon, I'm assuming there's going to be puzzles.
I think he promised us combat last time. Can't be too sure. Oh, he's dancing. So,
all right. Go ahead, Sam.
Sam will look over your shoulder and like kind of trace what you're saying and nod her head. Like, oh, okay. I see. Yeah. So, how do we do this? I'm big. Should I go first?
Well, we can either just have you plug up the tunnel, or I can quickly sneak up ahead and see if I hear or see anything.
I don't know if you saw the armor things, that they're coming pretty quick. They're almost halfway to us. We gotta get moving.
Alright, well, oh sure. Let's walk then. You can go in front if you want. Glenn will make sure he has his sword out.
How much space in these tunnels, Brando?
It's about 5 feet wide.
So we're not single file.
Not great for big axes.
Not great for people that dance around in their combat style.
Correct.
Okay. So Sam will, she'll half swing a couple times and like clang on both sides of the walls and leave new gouges in. And take a deep breath and then like pull her cloak back and tuck her axe in there and like pull out her two hip axes.
Nice.
And she'll start moving at a pretty good pace there. Like a little jog. And she's not got a great memory, but it looks like mostly not going to be an issue.
Okay. So, as you make your way around the maze, you make a couple turns and you come to the first intersection that you've had to make a decision. You can either go south or you can go to the west.
How close? Well, yeah, but how close behind Sam are you?
Pretty close. Close enough that I can say we need to make a left.
Okay.
To the west.
Sam almost misses it. Yeah, it would be a right, but yeah.
Oh, you're right. You are correct. It is a right.
That's why we're doing southwest.
Hey. West. So Sam almost misses the turn and then skids and does a little juke and gets into that continuing hallway.
Okay. So as the party passes, Monty, you are last, correct?
Yeah, I'm following up the rear.
As the party passes, you hear a from your left. So from the south of the maze.
Identify the sound. Who hears that? Monty?
Well, you all do, but it's directly... It's 5 feet to the left of Monty as he's walking past the intersection.
That.
Does Monty like recognize what it is?
Yeah, I mean Monty can turn and look at it.
He's gonna turn.
As you turn to acknowledge the sound, you see a small goose looking at you and kind of turns his head slightly and goes, "Wah."
Are we on a wild goose chase?
Monty's just gonna kind of stare at the goose and follow his friends.
Okay.
And say, "Mr. Goose, you should probably get out of here or you're going to be dinner for some night spirit thingies."
Okay. So as you start to walk away, you hear some tippy taps behind you of some big webbed feet that start clapping on the stone floor, and every couple seconds you hear another wah behind you.
Well, if you're going to go, then are you coming with us?
Yeah.
Are you talking to the goose?
Monty's gonna cast Speak with Animals or Speak with Beasts, and he's gonna try to talk to the goose because apparently the goose has invested in interacting with him. Was it Speak with Beast? There we go.
Yes,
I think I can do that. Yeah, Speak with Animals. There we go.
Okay.
And he's gonna say to the goose, you should follow us or get out of here, Mr. Goose. What are you doing?
The goose responds to you. So the rest of you hear several honks, honk, 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 in rapid succession. And they're very loud. They're echoing echoing from the walls. They're just very, very, very loud. Sure. Monty, you hear... in a very sophisticated voice. Yes, good sir. My name is Lord Honky the Third.
My hair?
Not sure you want to use that name.
Oh, that's a good point.
Too late.
Nope. Nah, we're retconning that shit.
It was fine until you made a big deal about it.
I'm leaving this in, too. We're changing the goose's name.
Call him Bill. He's got a Bill.
Oh, that's true. yes, fine, sir. My name is Lord Bill the Third.
Lord Bill.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, fuck you, and...
Well, Lord Bill, would you like to come with us? Shall I perhaps carry you? We are in quite a hurry.
Carry me? How dare you insult me? I am perfectly fine walking.
Then let us make haste. Come this way, please. What brings you here?
I live here. This is my home. I reside over this kingdom.
What is this place, this kingdom you call?
This is the kingdom of Bill.
Kingdom of Bill. Okay, so Monty's continuing to walk. Is the goose keeping up with him?
Yep, the goose is keeping up with all of you just fine. And while Monty's having a very nice conversation, the rest of you, or the other two of you, just hear, wah, 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 and it is extremely loud, echoing over across all the walls, and any chance of stealth is completely lost.
How does Monty sound when he's talking? Does he speak common, or does he speak cat spurning like a goose?
I'm going to leave that up to you, Monty.
Wow, yeah.
It's magic, so I'm assuming he just speaks in common.
Cool, I'm good
and
with that.
And it somehow is the goose can understand it.
That's cool. I wasn't sure if it was just Monty honking back and forth or...
Yeah. Lord Goose, we appear to be in a maze. Our friend has a way through it. Do you perhaps know any shortcuts or a way to get out of this maze that we find ourselves in?
Maze? Fine, sir. I have told you once before, this is my kingdom.
Well, would you like to help us navigate your kingdom?
No, I would not.
So what is inside your kingdom?
Oh, there are treasures aplenty, some traps, a few lovers that I have made along the way, and, of course, my guardian.
Who is your guardian?
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm sure you will find him.
Is it something that leaves big claw marks on the sides of the walls?
I prefer not to say.
So Monty's, if they hear this guardian, he's going to kind of tell Sam and Glenn, he's going, hey guys, hold on a second. I don't know what's going on with this goose here, but he says this is his kingdom. He has a guardian here, and he says the place is full of traps and treasures. I don't know what's going on, but he does not seem to be the friendliest of folk.
So as Monty is speaking, you hear the goose just let out several loud honks right in a row. And both of you can only really equate it to a goose laughing at you or mocking you.
Dude, but I know he's laughing.
Oh, yeah. You clearly hear.
So Monty grabs the goose and puts his mouth over or grabs him by the bill and shuts him up.
Oh, puts his mouth over his bill.
and over his bill. Yeah. So let's roll for that one.
All right. Yeah. So as you grab the goose, it starts flapping its wings. As you grab Lord Bill, it starts flapping its wings as fast as it can, trying to get away. It's kicking its feet at you. So give me a strength roll.
So real quick, is it a goose or is it a gander?
No, it's just the goose.
Only one.
Right? Because gander is more than one goose?
Nope.
There's a difference?
Gander is a male.
Female.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The more you know.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander? Or maybe it's the other way around? No. I think pretty sure the goose is the female. Anyway,
Monty,
sorry. Do your
Monty rolled on 11.
Look at that. Strength roll of 11. Okay.
Yeah.
I had you roll, and I did not have my dice ready.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you successfully restrained the goose, but you can still hear it flapping its wings, and it's making muffled honk sounds, just... And it's not nearly as loud as it was before, but it's not quiet either.
Okay. Monty, as he's going to say... Lord Bill, I mean you no harm, I promise, but you appear to be a larger threat than a friend at this moment. May you reconsider? And he's going to loosen his grip on his mouth long enough to get him a reply, but if he starts saying anything but then a response, he's going to clasp his hand back over it again.
Okay. So Lord Bill gets out, How dare you?
He clamps it down low, higher. He's like, I don't believe this goose is going to help us, and he might be a hindrance. Let's hold on to him for now. So he doesn't hurt himself or any one of us.
I can cook that.
There might be a nice meal later on. He's not very nice.
Goose is pretty good, and I'm pretty good cooking goose. So
I'm not opposed to cooking this goose, but first let's focus on Mr. Bill's maze here.
I'm kind of interested that you believe the goose has a kingdom.
I have no reason to think he's lying, but he's coming with us regardless.
It's a goose.
We can stuff him in my bedroll.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, so we stuff him in Sam's bedroll and carry on with the maze.
So as you're bringing the goose close to the bedroll, he starts struggling even more and harder, and then suddenly the goose goes limp in your hands.
Is it dead?
Did it have a gander attack of the heart?
Go ahead, Monty.
I just want to know if he's alive or if he's dead.
How are you checking?
Going to, like, I don't know.
Slap him. Slap it. Slap your goose. Slap your goose, Monty.
Monty's going to grab it by the feet and hold it up like this and kind of shake it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. So the goose's neck just flaps around violently as you do that and then settles in a vertical position.
He grabs a feather and rips it out of the wing.
Okay. You now have one goose feather in your inventory.
Good for Fletcher.
And Monty says, I don't know what happened to him, but he apparently we are having goose for dinner. Monty adds a goose to his backpack, and he's going to skin him and pluck him later, and they're going to eat goose.
Okay.
Is this normal on
this happens all the time. I mean, we eat. We collect food and we like to eat it later. But first, let's get to this area map that we were told about.
Okay, so we approach the turn to the north, I guess.
Okay. Sam starts walking the wrong direction.
You just turn around, okay.
Well, because I came back to the goose.
Yeah.
So Glenn will help guide Sam in the correct direction.
Oh. Okay.
Do you want me to lead?
Oh no! I got all turned around. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. But I'll go the correct way.
Okay. West.
And then I turn north, and then I turn a little east, and then north, and then real west, and then kind of diagonally northwest, and then south.
So as you get to your next intersection, you can clearly see that on the map that this diagonally northwest. But on that first southern juncture, as you're walking past that, you hear a loud honk.
Are you talking about in the
tiny alcove?
The little tiny alcove, yeah.
Okay.
Is it when I walk by?
Yes, as soon as you walk by.
I will snap to a combat stance with both axes ready, up in the air, ready to drop axe on Mega Goose. Mega Gander.
It's another goose. Slightly bigger than last goose. It's a little thicker. Before the neck starts, you can see it's about 3.5 feet tall. And then the neck comes up to about your mid chest.
Are you going to make us choose between 100 horse-sized gooses or 100 goose-sized horses?
Elephants.
Or one elephant-sized goose? How many alcoves are in this cave?
There's a bunch.
Does he make any aggressive moves at me, or is he just honking?
No, he looks a little agitated, but he just continues to let out this really deep honk. and it reverberates. Like, you can feel it in the stone.
Monty's going to say to the goose, hello, friend. Who are you?
So you can speak to any animal with that, right?
Yeah.
As long as, okay.
10 minutes or an hour?
For speak with animals and see how long it lasts. 10 minutes.
Okay. So the goose says to you, oh, good sir, my name is Lord Bill the Fourth. I have now inherited this kingdom, as you have killed my brother.
You have the same name. Oh, sorry, I don't hear any of this.
I do apologize, Lord Bill the Fourth. I do not know how the demise of your brother came about. Can you tell us what this place is about?
You and I are mortal enemies, fine sir. I challenge you to a duel.
As much as I would love to accept your duel, I fear not that I have time for said duel. Would you perhaps like to follow us, and I would be willing to duel you at the end of the maze?
At the end of your sentence, Monty, the Lord Bill the Fourth jumps so that his side is facing you, so he has the smallest profile possible, and he sticks one wing straight at you, and the rest of you hear, on guard, or the rest of you hear, honk. But Monty here is on guard.
Does he have a weapon?
No, it's just his wing.
That seems aggressive.
So, you know, if a goose turns his side to you, he's got a larger profile.
On guard, honk.
Sam is like ready to swing. She's like looking back and forth between Monty and this goose who is... spread his wing out, one wing out towards Monty.
Yes.
Monty, do I chop this thing?
These goose, I believe they are harmless. I have no idea what they are doing here. They believe they own this place. I think they are crazy geese. Let us ignore them.
Harmless? How dare you? At that, the goose turns fully front towards you, flaps his wings a few times to catch air, and then flies directly at you, mouth agape.
I want to chop it.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
A chop. I know how to do this. Hold on. This is my first time attacking with Sam. That is a whopping 14.
Okay. Please describe how you kill this goose.
Well, I didn't even do like a two-handed attack, like not attack with both hands. I just like one swing as it came up. I like Monty. Monty's my friend. And I sweep it down. And you know how when you get a turkey from the butcher, it's like got no head?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I didn't take his legs off or anything. He's still got his little feet and feathers and all that, but the neck comes right off at the base where it meets the body.
Okay. Yeah, the body falls to the ground, no longer having any momentum and or any full momentum. And drops to the ground with a sickening splat as some blood pours all over the ground.
Do these goose have, like, belts? Tunics? Clothing? Anything?
No clothing. No. They're just geese.
Nothing identifiable.
No. No pockets.
No.
What color are they?
They are white.
With a yellow or orange
With an orange bill, right. And the only thing you do notice about this goose versus the geese that you're used to seeing are the feathers seem a little coarser.
Monty's going to look very bewildered and say, he'll turn to Sam and say, thank you, Sam, for that. I don't know what has come over to these geese. That he told me his name was Lord Bill the Third, and I killed his brother. Or Lord Bill the Fourth, I killed his brother. I have no idea what to make of this. We should go.
So you know how chickens can live with their heads without their heads for a while? Can gooses do that, or just chickens?
I don't know. In my world, no.
Okay, good call. Because we're about to go down a Google hole, and that's
I was just curious how the forward momentum was erased.
Because I chopped it. I broke it. Because
he's not. I guess he would still have a little bit of forward momentum, but he's not propelling himself.
I chopped
himself
his momentum
further.
Off too. It's all
gone. Momentum.
That's not how physics works.
I converted it into rotational.
I love when we have these conversations because this is the shit we get held up on. Not the giant monsters, not the seraplings. Like, that's not how physics works. We're literally casting spells every day, guys.
Monty continues down the path towards Glenn.
Okay. Sam continues as well. Northwest and then south.
Okay.
And then east and then more south.
All right. So you come to another intersection.
I will pause and wait for guidance from the tablet wielder.
Okay.
So Glenn will kind of look off to the east and say, there's probably a goose down there. Monty, did you want to go talk to a goose?
Well, let's go find out real quick. Monty goes down to the east to see if there's a goose there.
Okay. So you turn the corner to the east, you look down the hall, and you do not see anything. However, what you do hear as soon as you take a step in that direction is a loud rumble and the sound of something shifting.
What is shifting?
Probably stones.
It sounds like stone rubbing on stone.
Does it sound trap-like? Like
a door opening or a trap or...
Nothing that you can see. Okay. It's just a loud rumble that is echoing throughout the halls.
Monty's going to slink his way back to the party.
Okay.
There's another passageway right there next to it. I think we can see down that one, right?
Yep. And as you look down that path, you do see a goose. It's even larger than the last one. This goose stands about 4 feet tall total. It's taller than a dwarf now. As you're turning the corner, it's pruning itself. Like, it's got its head under its wing and picking small feathers out of it.
Monty will stick his head around the corner.
Pruning's the right word, right?
Preening?
What's the word I'm looking at? Preening?
Preening.
Okay. It's preening itself.
Preening is when you're in the water too long.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're trimming things off, you prune plants. Anyway,
Monty's going to stick his head around the corner and he's going to say, and point the finger at him, give him finger guns, say, would you happen to be Lord Bill the Fifth?
Yes. My name is Lord Bill the Fifth.
Are you the king of this kingdom?
The goose seems to look around for a second and look back at you and he goes, well, yes, I suppose I am.
Can you help us get through this place?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, but why not? We would love your assistance.
Yes. Well, I see that you and your friends here have killed two of my brothers now.
And if you wish the same fate to not fall upon you, you might consider helping us, because it did not work too well for your brothers.
Are you threatening me?
Not really a threat. A request for help.
Okay. At your words, the goose smiles at you and reveals sharp teeth.
Monty's going to look back at the group and say, I did not wish to continue on the wild goose chase. Let us continue and leave these things behind. No more blood needs to be shed here.
So I'm a little creeped out because, A, geese don't have lips. Not sure how it smiles. And they usually don't have teeth.
That's not true. I literally just posted a picture of goose teeth.
They do have teeth. They can't really smile.
Oh.
Huh. They even have like teeth on their tongues.
Yeah, it looks like you guys going to say the same fucking thing. That's pretty scary.
Is that a real one?
Yeah. Goose teeth. Oh,
you want another
aggressive
one? Here. I'll give you another one. Just because, you know. Surely they're not all robots from the government, right?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's
hey, guys. Listeners, this is something you do when I Google. Goose teeth, for real.
Yeah,
check it out.
I'm going to put this on our Instagram.
Goose.
I'm going to tell you that white goose is kind of creepy with those blue eyes. And I didn't. And not only do they have teeth on their bills, which are they actually bills still because they have teeth, but they have teeth on their tongues?
Yeah. They're soft teeth, but yeah.
I'm going to think twice as I'm walking next to these geese that freaking act like assholes now. Like, I used to think, what the hell are they going to do?
Gummy.
Apparently, they'll freaking bite me.
So you think the white one's creepier? I think the darker gray one is creepier. Those are like black soulless eyes.
Solid black eyes. Yeah, I don't.
With a little bit of red tinged around the outside. Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy too. All right. Anyway, so what is this goose doing as we walk away from it?
Yeah, you hear taps on the floor, these flopping things, or these flopping feet, and it's just following you, honking loudly.
Is it keeping up with us?
Yeah, easily.
I didn't think to ask. Is there a ceiling in here?
There is, but it's about 8 feet. Sorry, 18 feet.
Oh, much higher. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Monty, can you? Oh my God.
Jesus.
Can stop?
That is Lord Bill the Fifth.
I'm a little creeped out by geese now. Gotta be honest. All right.
That goose hydra. Yeah. Okay. So Sam's gonna like kind of shrug, keep her axes out, and start moving forward. As the goose is following, she's gonna speak over her shoulder and say,
"Monty, can you ask your friends to leave us alone?"
Sure. Let me try. And he's gonna turn around and say, "Very respectfully, Lord Bill the Fifth, we would like to request that you maintain on your throne over there, and do not follow us anymore."
My throne over there. Oh, sorry. My throne over there. That is my shitter.
This is a good throne to sit upon. You should stay there. Please, we are. If you're not willing to help us, please keep your distance.
Oh no, you've killed two of my brothers now. I must see to your demise.
Monty looks at Sam and says, I do not believe these geese are going to leave us alone. And I fear if we keep killing them, bigger ones will come back. And I do not know what to make of this place. But so far, these geese are bigger than I would ever expect. I would not like to see how big they can get.
Hmm. Oh, okay. You're going to be okay back there if he stays and follows us?
It's not hurting anything currently, but if we keep killing him and he keeps coming back is bigger, then that one might be a bit more problematic. You know what they say, a goose in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I haven't heard that one.
I heard it somewhere on my travels, but we should continue and just leave him be. We're gonna run faster.
Okay, so we go. So that was the big vertical and the small vertical immediately adjacent to the entrance there, Brando?
Correct.
Okay. So Sam goes west and hits another intersection and then waits for guidance from
Glenn. So once again, you have two options. You can go to the north or you can go to the west.
Did we hear anything coming from that other alcove?
No.
Okay, so Glenn will point towards the west.
So Sam,
good.
Sam will peer to the north, and then after just a moment of watching and waiting and listening, proceed west. Unless something weird happens.
So Monty, as you walk past this alcove or this intersection to the north, Lord Bill the Fifth starts tugging on your cape every couple seconds and just starts pulling back a little bit. Not really impeding you, it's just kind of annoying.
Monty's gonna shrug it off and continue.
Okay. All right.
So I go west and I'm kind of weaving north and south around these little barricades. It's kind of like a slalomy kind of move, and then still not like running or hustling, but moving quick enough. Is there any sounds of those armory dudes echoing through our rear?
Okay. No, you don't hear any echoes of armor or anything like that, but the walls have seemed to change a little bit. The stones look older here. They're much smoother. They look like they've been worn through either some kind of erosion, whether that be the slight the little bit of water dripping down the walls, or maybe the wind is picking up something and something abrasive and rubbing it against the stone. But the stone looks older here. It's got a little bit of vegetation growing on it. Some lichen.
Are they still emitting a soft light, or has that changed also?
No, they are still emitting a soft light.
Are they? Is the lichen like backlit, like a creepy, cool pattern, or is the lichen also getting a little glow?
Oh no, the lichen is blocking just a little bit of light, so it's kind of dark there. It looks a little creepy. It's no longer that enchanting feeling. You're kind of getting into a horror story here.
As I ground one of these little solemn walls.
Geese aren't making that happen.
Being followed by a 4 foot tall goose.
As we go through, I'll scrape one of my small axes against the wall just to like mark our passage and see if the wall glows behind it.
Yeah, as soon as the lichen comes off, it starts glowing.
Hell yeah.
The lichen glows or the wall glows?
The wall glows.
Okay.
Very cool. So I hit the end of the slalom thingy. And if nothing else weird, I'm going to go north and a little east and then some more north the next intersection.
Okay. Northeast, north. Okay. Yep. And you are at the next intersection. So you have an option of continuing north and then turning to the west or turning to the east.
I wait for guidance from...
Can we have south as an option?
What?
South is where you came from.
So we're...
I guess Glenn knows where we're at. I thought we were to the red thing already.
No, we are
here.
East and north of the red things yet.
I'll just share this with you real quick. Okay, you've got it.
Mm-hmm. You stopped labeling the gooses?
Yes, I did. Because that was more difficult than you would think. Because this is Microsoft Paint. It's not easy adding a a letter.
Isn't it?
Okay, well, we can
thank Bill, you're leading. Glenn, Monty looks to Glenn and says, Glenn, which way should we go next?
So, Glenn will point to the north.
Okay, I'll give another little listen into that. The vertical space on the right as I pass it, like cautiously, like kind of turning to face it as I go. Do I see or hear anything from in there?
You don't see or hear anything, but except because it may be because there's nothing there, but it also may be because Lord Bill the Fifth is walking behind you, slapping his feet heavily against the stone while making squawking sounds or honking sounds and beating his wings every few seconds.
Okay. So I'll end up still facing south and like eyeballing that goose and kind of putting my back on the northern wall there, because there was another intersection immediately following, so I'm kind of waiting for more guidance again.
Then we'll point Sam towards the south.
Southwest. Okay, so I go south and southwest.
And that Glenn, when he gets to the intersection, will listen towards the north and see if he hears anything.
So you can feel... So the wind that you were feeling before, you can feel that breeze coming from that direction.
Breeze from north to
from
south?
From the north to the
yes,
south?
Yes, the breeze comes from the north and is going to the south.
Okay. But don't hear anything other than the breeze?
No.
Smell anything?
No, it's that same musty odor.
Okay. So Glenn will point Sam towards the south.
So I go south. And as we get closer, does the room open up? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, the room does open up. Yep.
What do we see?
So the room opens up. What you see there, it looks like a living space. There is a large bed there. Looks like it can fit all three of you in pretty comfortably. There's a pot with a fire underneath it. And a fire has something cooking. There's a table with some well-made chairs out of some kind of stone. You can see some plates and some little knickknacks. Most of the knickknacks are made out of small pieces of stone that have been whittled or not whittled down, but carved down into different figurines. You can see a few geese figurines. You can see a few humanoid looking figures. And then you see a figurine that Glenn, you immediately recognize as the figure for, I just blanked.
Bashaba?
Bashaba? No.
That's what we both
back.
I'm back.
Hello, lover.
Of Moradin.
Okay.
So you said figures and figurines. Are those all, are any of those living creatures, or are they
no.
all?
Okay. No living creatures.
Okay.
So you said something is cooking on a cook fire?
Mm-hmm.
What's cooking?
Yeah, so it's some kind of stew. You can smell there's some meat in there and some, you can see them boiling to the top and just, it continues to circulate through the pot. You can't really tell what kind of meat it is, but it does smell pretty good.
There is meat?
There is meat.
Monty's going to turn to Forth and she's tugging on his cloak and say, do you know whose house this is?
Yes, I do, but I don't know if I'm going to tell you.
You can trust us, Bill. We have not brought any harm to you. What happened to your brothers was quite unfortunate, and I promise was in no way our fault.
First off, my name is Lord Bill, and that is the last time I will tell you. Secondly, I was not done talking. Please do not interrupt me, peasant. Secondly, do not lie to me and tell me that it was not your intention to kill my brothers.
It was not our intention to kill our brothers.
Oh, really?
They attacked one. Your brother attacked us. And the other one, we just tried to help him along the way. And
so
he happened
Bill,
to die.
Lord Bill turns his neck. You can see the side, the left side of his neck. And he kind of swirls his head around in this weird S shape. And so he's looking at the base of his neck. And you see a mark there where it looks like a sharp line has gone through it. And he says, please tell me again how this was not your fault.
Your brother attacked us.
And if you speak ill of him once more, I will attack you.
And then you will suffer the same fate. And Monty just turns around and ignores Lord Bill.
As soon as you turn around, Lord Bill takes a big old bite of your tushy. Honk.
So, real quick table talk. Part of me is like, we don't want to fight a big, scary bad guy. But part of me is also like, how many voices can make Brandon do tonight? That might
be the goose that keeps getting regenerated. Monty just slaps his head away and just walks away.
Ooh, critical hit. He's dead. That sucks.
Cat's claws.
You hear laughter from behind you. And the rest of you, if you were to look at Lord Bill, his tongue with his teeth is just kind of waggling back and forth as he's making his honking, laughing sounds. You can't get the image of the goose out of your head, can you, Bill?
Look.
So Glenn will say, hey, do we want to add some goose to this stew?
Quite honestly, I don't know what to think of this place. And these geese are just quite annoying. We should leave them alone.
Monty, you start hearing honk.
Oh, so I can't talk to him anymore.
I'm going to say 10 minutes has passed.
Yeah, that's fair. And he's not going to waste another spell slot to converse with these stupid geese.
Yes, no more voices.
So Glenn will cast Speak with Animals.
Do you have Speak with Animals? Oh, God.
No. It's a cantrip.
Monty looks around the house and see what other than what you described, do we see anything of interest?
So coming from the southwest, directly across from you, in that little, you see a head turn the corner, and it is a disheveled dwarf with long gray hair, and he's got a little bit of a crazed look in his eyes. And with a axe slung around his back, and he's carrying a plate of some meat, and he, without saying anything, he walks over towards you all and just dumps the meat into the pot, and then goes and sits at the table with the chairs. Or goes and sits on the chairs at the table, and just continues to stare at you.
Monty will say hello in common.
He looks at you and he cocks his head a bit and he says, "Are you real?"
I checked. I am real. Why do you ask?
He turns towards the goose and lets out a loud honking sound.
Honk.
And the goose turns.
Honks?
No, the dwarf honks.
The dwarf. Oh, okay.
And the goose turns towards the dwarf and honks twice. And the dwarf looks back at you and he says, "Apparently, you are real."
So you can speak to the geese as well.
It's I wouldn't say fluently, but I can have a good conversation.
What is the deal? What is this place?
This is Lord Bill's kingdom.
So why does Lord Bill manifest himself in the form of a goose?
This is not a manifestation. This is a goose.
Okay, so who are you? My name is Montoya Inigo. It is a pleasure to meet another person that's not trying to bite me.
My name is Koger.
Koger, what brought you here?
Well, I live here. I have lived here for as long as I can remember.
How many Lord Bills have there been?
By the looks of it, I would say this is the fifth. Is that correct?
That is what he told me.
Just curious, because geese only have a certain lifespan.
That's normally. Time doesn't really pass the same way around here. I don't expect you to understand. Time flows differently. I would get into this conversation, but it took me a long time to understand that time is not really linear. It's more of circular, and it's weird. I don't expect you to understand.
Kuber, is there any way perhaps you can help us get through this maze or know a shortcut to the end? We seem to have a map.
No, I apologize. If you have the tablet, there's not much I can do for you. Lord Bill and I have an agreement. I stay here and man my little hovel, my home here, comfortably. Lord Bill and his guardians, they bring me meat and food so I can survive, and this is where I stay. Once in a while, I carve some more halls for him, or I carve a hole or an entrance somewhere. I make him these little figurines. He seems to like them.
So you acknowledge the rule of a goose?
I didn't acknowledge the rule of the first two geese, and I paid for it.
Paid for it how?
He kicks off his right shoe, and he is missing the three toes, his big toe and the two toes next to it.
Did Lord Bill the Third bite your toes off?
I am not allowed to speak of it, but I can show you. This is what happens when you oppose the will of Lord Bill.
So what does Lord Bill want us to do?
I am assuming he wants you to either get through the maze or die. As long as you have not killed any of his brothers, you should be fine.
There's a little bit of a problem with that. That was some accidents. Not quite our fault, but maybe we should make haste.
Oh, well, if you would like, I mean, this is a pretty big maze, I'm sure you can see from your map there. You're welcome to rest and feast here, and I promise you safety. Lord Bill and I have a peaceful agreement. There is no harm that will come to you as long as you are in this hovel.
Oh, what are the other markings on this map? These other two locations, are they safe havens as well?
That they are safe havens of a sort. I don't believe either one of them have any other living creatures in them, but I think this one up here, and he points to the space with the writing in the farthest north, the northeast side of the map. And he says, "I believe this location is where Lord Bill keeps his
treasures."
And then
his
treasures.
Okay.
And then this one over here is the key to getting out. But I have never been to either one of these.
Okay, well, thank you, Cobra. You've been much help. So we bid you adieu. He looks at Sam and Glenn and says, "Would you like to stop here or shall we continue?"
I say we continue.
No, I feel great. I got plenty of more goose killing in me.
Lord Bill looks at you and honks loudly.
We should go.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So Monty makes his way back the way we came.
Yep.
Okay.
So it sounds like the one to the we're kind of standing around the map, and I'm assuming like Bill's kind of holding it out because he's got the tablet.
Glenn.
And Monty points. Glenn, thank you. Monty points to the yellow circle and says, "Well, this is the treasure room. Maybe we should go there first and see what we can find, and then proceed to the green circle, which appears to be the exit."
That sounds great. I'm ready.
So I go back to that intersection and I look north, and there's an up, a north, and a east awaiting me.
How are?
Right, didn't you say you went right back here?
There is a way to get to it, Bill.
Okay.
it's quite a trek. Yeah, that's the right way.
Okay. So we're going to go north?
Yep. Oops. So how do you want us to do this, Brandon? Just keep making calls at every single turn?
No. So we're going to speed things up a little bit. So I'm going to share this. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you continue to go north, and you're traveling for a bit. You're making all the appropriate turns, stopping where you need to stop, and you get to another 180-degree bend. You hit a dead end where you have to go north and then back to the east, and you come to an intersection. And at this intersection, Lord Bill's been pestering you this whole way. And finally, Monty, you feel wings beating against the back of your head as he is just attacking the back of your head.
Monty's going to swat him away to the ground forcefully.
Okay. It's a 4-foot goose, so it's going to take some effort.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's annoyed, but he's not ready to kill the goose yet.
All right.
He knows he's going to come back.
Yep. The goose lands on the ground and looks up at you, and with his tongue stretched out wide, honks at you loud. And you see all of the rows of his teeth, and he goes, honk.
From us, you demon goose, go away. And Monty's going to continue down the path.
Now that Sam has heard you like complaining about him now, like she'll turn around and like,
Monty, if you want, I have some rope with me. We could hog tie him and just kind of lock him up.
That sounds like a great idea. That possibly couldn't kill him. So Monty is willing to help Sam tie up the goose. So he goes to grab him.
Okay. How do you do a grapple? Like, how do you check for grappling?
Grapple is a contested strength roll.
Contested strength. Okay.
Yeah. So if I know if I would assume like Sam would look at Monty in his frame and think that he's more dexterous and like as a bow handler, probably more rope capable than she is. I mean, she's savvy, but he pulls a rope out, or Sam pulls a rope out and then pulls it. Like,
do you want the goose or the rope?
I would take the rope if you can catch the goose.
I'll holster my, or whatever, sling my axes back on my hips, and then get into a wrestling stance.
Wrestling.
I want to get that goose.
I'm going to get that goose. I don't know why, but I've got this image in my head of you trying to catch an oiled up pig right now.
Hey, man. Is it because of the tank top with no sleeves?
Yeah, like the exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, get on over here.
I'm thinking of, is it like Bubble Boy where he gets into the ring and tries to fight a kangaroo? Or is that something different?
Oh, I don't know.
Something different.
It's one of those stupid, idiot 90s movies that we all kind of loved growing up. But anywho, okay, yeah, so I'll like get between Monty and the goose and wait for him to come in. I'm going to try to grab him by the neck and then like bagpipe him and get his wings down beneath my arms and just like get my hand on his leg, so I have him in like the full bagpipe.
Okay. Let's do a
beak and mouth, like full bagpipes, like you put the beak to blow.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my mouth right over his beak. Oh, just inflate him.
Yeah. So the whole time you're trying to grab him, you just keep hearing he's just honking away. Real, real loud.
That's a 16 total.
Okay. So you do successfully wrestle this goose to the ground.
That's right. My goose wrestler.
Monty will run up and tie the legs together, wrap it around the wings, and then lastly, like, fasten it to the goose's neck, pulling its neck down to its legs. So it makes it into, like, a little basket.
Okay.
A little goose noose.
A little goose noose. Yeah. So after all the kind of excitement has died down and all the noise, you kind of get this silence that just kind of spreads across among the walls. You're no longer hearing the honking, the tapping. It's finally quiet, and you can hear the last of the echo of far in the distance. You can hear the last of the echo of Lord Bill's honk just kind of die away. And just as it fully dies away, you hear a resounding honk in response.
I'm still holding. Well, I haven't put Bill down, so I'm going to put Lord Bill down. Is he still alive? Did we kill him again?
Oh no, he is alive.
He's alive.
He's looking around, kind of wild.
He's got those angry goose eyes staring at us.
Angry, like steel blue,
red, bloodshot.
Just kind of looking around.
Yes, I will.
Where did the sound come from?
Somewhere in the maze. You're not sure.
Okay.
Some DMs have minotaurs.
So, 8 feet gooses.
100 goose-sized minotaurs or one
size goose?
Is there any place, is there like a thicker pack of lichen I could put this guy on? I'm not trying to be a dick to him. He is a dick, so. I don't want to like huck him into a fucking wall. We'd leave him someplace safe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Leave him tied up.
So there is... Can you still see my screen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So there is this little alcove north that you know you don't have to go. You can see the stone there. It doesn't glow as brightly because there is some thick lichen there. It's on the floors, the walls.
Okay. All right. Then I will gently set down Bill the Fifth inside that short little hallway to the north of us and then kind of brush my hands off and pull back out my axes.
Okay. All right.
Goose number five.
All right.
Glenn, please, let's continue. So we've taken care of Lord Bill.
Do we want to go towards the key to getting out or do we want to go towards the treasure? And based on that sound, I think if we're going towards the treasure, we're going to hear, or we're going to have to fight a larger goose.
That is a good point. These geese are not put up much of a fight, but if they keep getting bigger, I fear the worst. Maybe we should just head for the exit. You know, treasure has never been something that interests me. Say you. And he looks at Sam.
Oh, you know, it's all kind of fun, and, I never had to fight a goose before today. I'm not really sure what to expect.
Well,
I'm going to trust your expertise in this.
I think we might have to go to the treasure anyway.
There's a way to get through without.
I don't see a way to get to the exit. Yeah, there's no way to get to the exit without going through the treasure.
Is the exit the green line or the green circle?
The exit is up here.
It's the northwest.
Oh.
I'm guessing north. The green line is just probably a locked door. Just a guess.
Exit was the...
We don't see the green line.
We don't see the
green line at the top of the map.
Yeah.
On the one that you gave us.
The man behind the curtain.
So do you see mine?
Yeah.
So this is... Yeah, we keep... This is where we're at, right?
Yeah.
And then yellow will get us there, but if we make a turn here and follow the green line, we'll get to the key to get out, but we still have to get to the treasure to get out.
Okay.
this is the out.
Then it sounds like we should head to the green circle on the map first.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. So, yeah. You guys continue your way. So the lichen is starting to get a little thicker here. And it's the glow is starting to lessen a little bit as you're going on. But you don't really, you can still see pretty easily. So you're traveling along these slalom-like halls. The breeze is starting to pick up a little bit. And then you come to a 90-degree turn where you start to go north. And who's in front, Sam?
Sam's in front.
Okay. Sam, as you're about to take a step, you look down and you see what looks like small black crystals.
Sam will take a sudden breath and take 3 or 4 steps back quickly. And then point with, like, gesture with her axes towards the ground.
Those look like black crystals. We should be very careful.
I agree. We should be very careful with those. Can we go around them?
Yeah, you can step over them pretty easily. But looking forward, you can see that that there are small pockets of these crystals on certain parts of the wall. And as you're looking more intently at the ceiling, you can see that they're growing more heavily on the ceiling. So they're a little thicker up there.
Oh, they started to form like bigger, like stalactites?
Nope, not yet.
Or still pretty small, just little sparkles up there?
Little sparkles. Black sparkles. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Then so, I guess I proceed carefully.
Okay. So you all easily clear the crystals on the ground right here. And you continue to go around. You said you're going to the yellow circle or the green circle?
Green.
Green. Okay, so you're going to the west side of the map. So you have an option to go to the south or to the east, and you decide to take the corridor to the east along that path. And yep. As you're walking, you come across a three-way intersection where you can go to the east, to the west, or to the north around a corner. And right about, and the corridor, the dead end to the west, you see a very large goose there. It stands about 5 feet tall, with these steel blue eyes and these very coarse feathers, and you can see what looks like bite marks all over the goose's body, where it's missing a few of its feathers. The goose loudly honks at you.
Is it as loud as that earlier honk?
No, it is not as deep either.
Monty gonna say, "Oh no, not another one. Let's leave him. Let him be. He's going to probably follow us and try to bite us. But if we keep killing him, he's going to keep coming back bigger and bigger."
Monty, as you're staring at this goose, you can tell that some things are kind of different about it. Not only is it bigger, it's teeth as it opens and honks at you are a little bit longer, and on the tips of its toes or the tips of its feet, you can see what looks like small claws.
Say that again.
On the tips of its little web toes, you can see elongated claws. They look pretty damn sharp.
I mean, geese normally have claws.
Yeah.
So. These are longer.
Do they look at all like the one I pulled out of the wall? Or do I have to get closer for that?
You're not totally sure from where you're at, but there is a resemblance of them. There is a resemblance to them, so you can deduce that they are.
Monty's going to try to ignore the goose and just keep going down the path.
Okay. Yeah, the goose comes in right behind you, Monty, and is just honking away. And you can feel it tugging on your cape and just kind of pecking at your back every minute or so as you're walking. Not anything super painful, just very, very annoying.
Monty's going to allow himself to be annoyed. Just continue on.
Okay. So you continue to walk around and you're walking to the west side of the map, and you enter this room. And here, along the northern side of this wall, you see 10 creatures. They look like humans and dwarves, and there's a couple humans, a couple dwarves, a couple elves, but lined around their face, you can see black crystals poking out of their skin.
Where are the creatures that you said on the north side of the wall that we just ran into? 10 of them? How big is this room?
This room is pretty long. It's
wide is it east-west?
East to west, so about 20 feet at its widest.
Okay.
These creatures have not made an aggressive view.
Are they restrained?
Oh, so they're like all kind of milling about up there?
Yeah.
Are they looking at us?
A few of them have spotted you, but again, none of them have made aggressive moves. They're just walking amongst one another.
Is there anything else in the room?
So as the creatures walk around, you can see that there is a pedestal there with a large blue crystal.
Like the scary crystal kind of blue crystal? Or like, I know that we know it. We have blue aren't so bad, but like that kind of crystal or like a more traditional natural crystal?
That kind of crystal.
Gotcha. Right. And how far is that, like the center of the room close to us? Like right in front of the entrance exit?
It's up north here amongst all these creatures.
Oh, they're like kind of clustered around it?
Yeah, just walking amongst it.
Hmm.
So thinking back to when we opened the crystals from there, which crystals canceled out with the black crystal?
Oh, I have this in my notes, I think. Oh...
In red, black, and green.
Is correct.
Okay. So not these two colors.
Do you think maybe the blue crystal is the key that we are here looking for?
I don't know. Why don't you ask it?
You can always try. Monty will attempt to cast message to the crystal.
Okay. Roll me an arcana.
I'm going to go ahead and use my inspiration on that one. That I got from doing the recap. It wasn't much better, but I got 12.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm going to say, hello, Blue Crystal. My name is Montoya Inigo. We seem to be stuck in this maze. Are you perhaps able to help us get out?
You get a very soft response. Grow, grow. Fun. Fun.
So Monty is going to turn to the group and say, this blue crystal does not seem to be as excited as the last blue crystals that we met, but he simply is stating the same thing, grow and fun. We should probably get him out of here. Looking around the room, do we see anything else? It's just creatures in the crystal?
Yeah, creatures in the crystal.
Glenn, would you like to go grab it and come back? We will stand guard from here. Should any of those creatures attack you, we will try to help you out the best that we can.
Glenn is just looking at you silently.
The creatures are around the blue crystal?
Yeah, they're just walking back and forth around the pedestal.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought they were by the wall. If they're surrounding it, then that's a bit different than what I thought. Sorry. Yeah, that is equally dumb.
What were you saying, Justin?
Are they making any kind of noises, or are they pretty silent, these creatures?
There's a soft moan escaping some of their lips, but no real noise.
Okay.
So aren't the black ones supposed to be like feral beasts?
Yes, they are.
So why aren't these ones that way? Monty will turn to Sam and say, have you ever seen creatures infested with the black crystals act this way? Normally they are way more aggressive than this.
Have I ever seen them? I don't think I have, right, Brandon?
No.
Right. No, I haven't seen any creatures infected by them. We've only heard stories and are always warned of the dangers of touching or interacting with the crystals.
So as you're talking, Lord Bill kind of strolls into the room and looks at these creatures and just starts walking towards them and stops in front of the pedestal. The creatures seem to ignore Lord Bill and they continue to walk around him. And the goose looks directly at you, Monty, and honks once loudly. Honk.
Wait, he pushes us way past us?
I thought you guys all entered the room.
Oh, like, oh yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Sure, fair enough. Yeah, we do.
Honks loudly, and then just seems to start preening himself.
I'm gonna kill him.
I'm gonna kill that goose.
I'm gonna kill that fucking goose.
This goose is, he seems to be acting a bit different than the last ones. I know this is absolute waste of time and a spell slot, but let me go ahead and attempt to reason with him.
And a spell slot.
He's going to cast Speak with Animals and say, hello, Lord Bill the Sixth. My name is Montoya Inigo, and I dreadfully apologize for the happenings of your brothers. I promise we came here meaning no harm. How are you doing today?
How am I doing? How am I doing? I will tell you exactly how I am doing. Not well. Do you see all these marks on my body? It still hurts.
Well, we'd love to not continue to dispatch geese. You seem to have a way of coming back. Perhaps what's in both of our best interests is we just leave this place as soon as possible.
Oh, yes, dispatch. That is such a nice word for what you have done to me and my brothers.
Again, I do apologize for any...
Stop with your apologies, pheasant. You see, I changed the word from peasant to pheasant because it is a bird like me.
Pheasant I am not, nor am I a peasant. My name is Montoya Inigo. But please, call me Monty.
My name is Montoya Inigo. That's what you sound like. Ridiculous.
Monty turns and looks to them and says, it was absolutely pointless to try to talk to this goose. He is the same as the rest. How should we get this blue crystal and be on our way?
We should put it in a bag, put a bag over it, and take it and leave. And
do you think we can run really fast to do this?
Glenn will hand Monty a bag.
I see. I see where this is going. Please hold my spear while I go.
So Lord Bill turns to you and he says, I of course can help you, if you so desire.
What will it cost us, Lord Bill, the Sixth?
Koger's head.
And so far, Koger has been the only person decent and respectful here. If you would like to collect his head, you shall do it yourself.
I cannot. I have entered into a bargain with him and has some of the finest real estate in my kingdom.
Your kingdom is crap. It is like chicken crap, not even goose crap. It's not very nice at all. It is rather shitty.
You compare me to a cock? Just all those little cocks running around? How dare you?
Yes, you are no more interest to me. And Monty's going to continue to ignore him and reach over and grab the bag from Bill, from Glenn. And he's gonna hold out his spear and say, "Here, hold my spear for me, please." And he's gonna limber up a little bit because he's gonna run over there and grab this crystal.
Sorry. I'm gonna.
Is it Justin?
Sam puts away her two axes and pulls out once again her very big axe, and a trap, like a bear trap.
Okay.
So I'm gonna ready the trap. I like have it ready to toss on the ground behind Monty, just so that it might trap up some of these bad boys. When I'm assuming we have to run, and then have my axe ready.
Glenn, do you know the way that we will go next? I believe we are going to have to run away from here rather quickly.
We're going to go back the same way we just came.
Okay, please wait by the door.
I give you one more warning, my white furry friend. Please, do not do this. I would hate to see you all have the same marks on your body as me.
But Lord Bill, you understand, you haven't exactly been quite friendly to us. You just keep trying to attack us. And again, I apologize for what happened to you, but if you would like to help us, answers are what we would require first.
I do apologize if I have been a little honorary.
Understandable.
Sure, you can imagine if somebody were to kill one of your family members, you would do anything in your power to seek vengeance.
That vengeance is not in my my backstory at all. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh. Well, regardless, I thought maybe we could find some common ground and relate, but I suppose not. All story aside, Koger is not as good as he seems. He may have been helpful, but if you were to perish here, he will eat you.
Well, the problem with that is we will not perish here, so we have nothing to fear. The only one that seems to be perishing here is you and your family.
Yes, but the meat that he was throwing in the pot, did it really look like goose meat?
It didn't smell like goose meat either. If I recall, it smelled quite nice.
Yes. I have been told that humans taste almost like pork.
I wouldn't know myself. And Monty's like getting limber so he can run to grab this crystal and then dart out of there.
Okay.
But he's going to look at that Bill and say, well, Lord Bill, how do we get out of this maze? If you're willing to help us, we'd like to know.
I will not help you out of the maze itself, but what I will do is stop harassing you.
Oh, that would be quite nice. And in return, what would you like?
Killing you.
Not only will I stop harassing you, but I will also retrieve this blue crystal for you. Oh, okay. I only ask for one favor in return.
As long as it is not Kroger's head.
Kroger? That sounds like a grocery store. His name is Kroger.
Kroger, the dwarf that we met. He was quite nice.
That is my price.
It's even on my drawing. Come on.
Oh, I don't know which different drawings. There's too many to watch.
That is my price. You must pay with it. Pay with my generosity and passage through my kingdom with Koger's head.
So Monty will turn to the group and like with this bewildered look on his face, like relay this information to the team. Bill says he's going to help us and or at least stop bothering us. And he'll also fetch the blue crystal for us if we go get Koger's head and return it to him.
Do we need a goose to get this? I just go over there and grab it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just giving everybody the option.
How big is that crystal, Brandon?
The crystal is about 8 inches.
8 inches.
Eight inches from huge. Top to bottom. Inches from top to bottom huge. And about so 3 inches wide.
It's 8 inches.
Like that. 8 inches, right?
How small is my bottle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Justin, that is... It's exactly the size of your penis. You should probably
you can pull your pants up now.
Yes, congratulations.
I'm so embarrassed. It's still fun.
This right here is why it's rated mature.
Megan must be quite pleased.
Not too much. Just kidding.
I'm glad she doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, she does not. She does not like it.
The funny part about that is my boss's boss has listened to a few of these episodes.
Oh dear.
So I really hope he's listening to this one.
Okay. Great. So I guess I was like thinking up, is there any solutions where we don't have to actually go over there, like rope it up, but I don't think we're not going to last out of that thing.
No.
Not without a natural 20.
Natural 20 does not mean success.
It means I do what I want.
So Lord Bill looks at you, Monty, and he turns back towards one of the creatures. Looks like a tall, lithe elf female with a particularly large black crystal protruding from the side of her nose. And just reaches his wing out and taps her
and she immediately turns towards you and starts hissing.
Uh-oh. If we're going to make this move, we should probably do it now.
I'm ready.
Monty runs for the crystal.
All right. So, the moment you take a step, Lord Bill lets out a loud honk, and all these creatures turn towards you at once. And I think that is a good place for us to end it, because we're about to get into a long combat session. All right. So, I want to say thank you to everybody for following us, liking us, giving us ideas. It means a lot to us. We did have a dip in listeners for a little bit, but that's on us. We weren't recording for a little bit. And every time we release an episode, we see that viewership or listenership come right back up. So it means a lot to us. We're having a good time, even if we get annoyed with one another every once in a while. And we hope you are too.
We do.
Oh, yeah. We get annoyed with each other every once in a while. It happens.
Brandon gets annoyed with us.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much. Justin gets annoyed with me.
Even your annoying goose isn't really that annoying.
Yeah.
I just want to kill them all, but I know I probably shouldn't.
No, you should kill them all. Keep slaughtering them.
I know that's what you want us to do. That's why I'm not going to do it.
sorry, wrong button.
Okay. So...
Sorry, we're in the middle of our outro.
Yeah. Make sure you give us a like and a follow on Facebook at facebook.com/ADNTstory. Retweet us on Twitter at ADDStory2. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at instagram.com/ADNTstory. And come visit us on Patreon, right? We have another campaign over there. Justin runs it as a DM. I play an awesome druid named Salwar. Little tidbit of information. Salwar is Wookiee for Thunder Hunter. Pretty proud of that one. Come give us a listen. We have a lot of fun over there. And he's a much better DM than I am.
No, just different.
No. Yeah, okay, it's just different. And make sure if you like all the sound effects and music in the background that we've been having the last 30 or so episodes, go give Sirenscape go check out Sirenscape at sirenscape.com. They have all your tabletop background needs for sound effects, for atmosphere. They've done us a real solid with licenses and kind of partnering with us. And it really helps them out if you go check them out, right? It helps us out as well. So go check them out at sirenscape.com. I even use it for my in-person sessions. They're pretty fantastic.
So do we not have a partner link with them? I'm sorry. Let me talk right in the middle of your outro.
Go ahead.
What's up? Do we not have a partner link with them so they know who we send their way?
No, we don't have a partner
affiliate link.
We have to have above a certain viewership, a consistent viewership for us to get a partner or affiliate link.
Far away are we? Do you know? This is so offensive. Sorry.
Yeah, we're pretty far.
Let's just screw this outro all up.
That's fine.
We're about this far and getting this full 8 inches.
All right, we're gonna start over. I want to say thank you, and Justin, if you want to take us out today.
It's been
goosey.
Yeah, nerdy. It's been nerdy.
No, it's been goosey.
It has been nerdy.
It's been nerdy. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.